Man, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I read this article in the paper about the D.C. lawmen. I don't know if you've seen this thing. They're getting motorcycles now. Yeah, they're going to do away with their motors, scooters, and get motorcycles. Turns out there was a problem with the motor scooters, and that riders could weigh no more than 195 pounds because they got to carry 25 pounds of equipment. And the manufacturer of the motor scooter said you can't have more than 220 pounds on there, which in effect, it's going to be like the scooter squad is ectomorphs only. I mean, hell, I couldn't ride one of them things. I'd be over the weight limit. Being a bold man, a proud man. But they decided it's time that they got the bulky back into the two-wheel group, so they bought some motorcycles. That'll hold 330 pounds a man. So you can carry all that equipment plus some chili dogs and all the things you need to arrest maggots. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. On the scooter squad, and you love it. You love the wind in your face. You love to be able to smell and hear so much better than you can from a squad car. So your beat includes Anacostia. So you go cruising along, looking for signs of perpetrators. You drop in behind this jacked up Camaro. There's four IPs inside, and you can see they're looking in the rearview mirror at you. They're nervous that you're right behind them. They keep turning around. You know the car must be stolen. You know they must be holding something. You know they must be up to no good. So, just for the hell of it, you figure you'll give them the scare of their life. You hit your revolving light, and sure enough, they see that light go on, and they take off! Thinking they can outrun the scooter with ease, they don't realize that you've got a grappling hook and a long rope in your supply sack. So you pull that thing out, and you twirl it over your head. And you throw it, and clang! It catches onto the rear bumper. You tie it onto the handlebars, and you're along for the ride! Yeah! They keep going faster and faster, wondering why they're not losing you. As you unsnap that Magnum and start casually picking them off one by one, you blow away the one in the back seat. His brains and head fly everywhere. Oh, sure, you can pick off the driver, but you'll tell him at headquarters that you couldn't, were fighting for your life. You were nervous. You couldn't aim properly. That way you get to pick them all off one by one. Yeah, the other one in the back seat, his brains and hat go flying everywhere. No more breakdancing for you, maggot. The guy sitting next to the driver, he tries to duck down, but, buddy, you got them 158 grain hollow points. You let him hold one right through the seat. Finally, you pull yourself hand over hand up that line that attaches you to his car. You kick your way in through the back window. You put your gun at the back of his head there, and you say, all right, pull over. He says, no way, honky, we're both gonna die. Then you figure you have to go to the maximum. Do something you didn't want to do, but you have to threaten him with it. You pick up that radio, that 18-pound radio, and you put your gun right next to it and say, pull over or blow your radio apart. He pulls over instantly. He says, please don't have my radio. Please don't. You take him out of that car, and you book him.
Hey, have you been looking...
Hey.